Okay, the pathophysiology of the acute graft versus host disease is very well understood, and it is believed that there are three stages, or that there are three steps which lead to the development of acute graft versus host disease. In the first step, the tissue damage damage process begins with the damage caused by the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, which produces toxicity and causes tissue damage, in response to which various cytokines are produced, which produces or initiates an inflammatory process. And then later on, the second step, the mature donor lymphocytes, which are immunocompetent and they're derived from the donor, they become activated. In the presence of these cytokines, they start proliferating, and then in the presence of the antigen presenting cells of both the host and the donor and the cytokines, they become activated and they proliferate. In the third step, these T cells are transformed into the cytotoxic T cells, and ultimately these lead to the further tissue injury and release more inflammatory cytokines, and the process go on in the form of a vicious cycle, ultimately culminating into acute graft versus host disease and tissue damage of the skin, liver and the gastrointestinal tract.